Masechet Shavuot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about the second scenario mentioned in the previous Mishnah, where we allow somebody to swear on a Derabanan level, and he would now receive his claim that he made. We'll talk about the Nigzal. Mishnah says, HaNigzal Ketzad. In what circumstance, what situation, does a person who was robbed swear and then collect money? If witnesses gave testimony about a person that he entered someone's house to take a collateral for a debt that was owed. So there was a certain person who owed money to another person, and that other person wanted to get paid. He never got paid his debt. So he illegally entered the person who owed him money's house and took a mashkon, took a collateral, and that was shelo birshut, without the permission of the homeowner. That is a type of robbery. That's a thief. The lender has no right to go in to another person's property, even though that person owed him money. That's what the Torah tells us, that person has no rights. The Bet Din could seize property and hand it over, but in no circumstance is the lender allowed to go seize property, and even the agent of the Bet Din can't force their way into a man's house and take the item. There's a certain sanctity, a certain privacy to a person's house. The agent of the Bet Din would have to stand by the door, and he would have to be handed the property. So this person, we look at him, the person who lent the money, who now took the item from the house, we look at him as a thief. Hu omer kelai natalti. Natalta, the homeowner, says to him, you took my items, you took utensils from my house. V'hu omed lo natalti, and he responds, the person who illegally entered says, no, I never took anything. But we know that witnesses saw him do this. So people saw that he went into the house and he walked in empty-handed, and he walked out with kelim, with items stuck under his shirt. So it was obvious that he stole certain things. So in this case, harez enishba benotel, the person whose items were stolen, could swear that items were taken from him, and he has the ability to collect what he claims was stolen. Since there are witnesses here who testify that this man entered the house and he left with things from the homeowner, and that was all without permission, the rabbi said that the homeowner in this situation is believed with the swear on what was taken. We're talking, of course, about if his claim is logical. If he says certain cheap items were taken by his home, he's a poor person who's taking out loans, so we don't expect him to have silver goblets or gold plates or expensive items. We're talking about simple items that would make sense that he is claiming. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shetehesha Miksat Hoda'a, says Rabbi Yehuda, the homeowner would not swear and collect. We don't allow that unless there's some sort of admission of guilt on the part of the person who broke in the house, that he's admitting that he entered illegally and he took something. For example, Ketzad, how so? Amar lo shene kelim natalta. The homeowner, whose items were stolen, he tells that person, you took two items from my house. V'hu omer lo natalti ela ehad. And he gets the answer from the thief, no, I only took one item from your house. So the homeowner here, he could swear and collect both items that he's claiming. The person who broke in illegally, he is admitting part of the claim, and therefore he would now be required to swear an oath that he doesn't owe the rest of the claim. But here, Hachamim took the swear away from him, and they gave it to the homeowner for him to swear and to collect. But the person who entered illegally, if his claim was that he stole nothing, according to the Yehuda, then the homeowner can't make a swear in order to collect the money or the items that he's claiming were stolen from him, only if the thief is modeh b'miksat, in a way. If he's admitting to a partial claim, that's when the homeowner could have a claim against him.